Hundreds of billions in new tax breaks are flowing to giant corporations.
We're talking about some pretty well-known companies. We're talking about Disney, we're talking about Chipotle.
And a new twist in the case of former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Plus, vacation spots now have to deal with some unusual details as they work to be able to safely reopen for visitors. It's Wednesday, May 13th. I'm Mark Garrison with The Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. The U.S. budget deficit hit a record $1.935 trillion in the 12 months through April. The latest Treasury Department report shows the extent to which the government is having to borrow to pay for pandemic relief. The latest budget numbers come as Democrats propose spending much more in the form of a roughly $3 trillion pandemic spending bill. The House is expected to vote on the bill Friday, but talks with Senate Republicans are expected after that, which means it won't be finalized anytime soon. The case of former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn might not be over just yet. A federal judge took the unusual step of asking for friend of the court briefs on the Justice Department's recent move to drop the criminal case against Flynn. An attorney for Flynn has asked the judge not to allow outside individuals to provide their views. Before the Justice Department moved to drop the case, Flynn pleaded guilty to misleading the FBI about contacts with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. Most of California's public university students won't be on campus this fall. The University of California schools, including Berkeley and UCLA, as well as the Cal State University system, collectively teach hundreds of thousands of students. Plans by both to largely stay online could influence other campuses to follow suit. At least 16 people are dead, including infants, after militants attacked a hospital in Kabul. It came after Afghanistan's government launched a new offensive against the Taliban and other insurgent groups. After this, a look at how politics and the pandemic are introducing challenges for Chinese stocks. The pandemic may be putting the brakes on a years-long trend of Chinese companies being more and more connected with global investors. Our markets columnist Mike Bird is in Hong Kong with an update on what's changing.
So in recent years, the Chinese government has made it somewhat easier for Western investors and investors anywhere else in the world outside of mainland China to get hold of stocks listed in mainland China, to actually own them. That has led to a process of these stocks being included in what are called equity indexes. These indexes are essentially baskets of stocks from around the world. They will allow an investor to put a certain amount of money in and get exposure to stocks all over the place. So they've got very broad, spread out risk. Now, what's happening more and more is political issues in the US, the frictions between the US and China, giving rise to some political pressure to stop US investors investing so much. Most recently, the Trump administration pressuring a federal retirement plan to avoid Chinese stocks. It's come up a lot more politically in the US as relations with China have deteriorated, despite the fact that over recent years, investors have tended to want more rather than less access to Chinese stocks.
In earnings to watch, Cisco Systems reports today. Quick pause right now, then we will talk about the big tax breaks companies are taking advantage of during the pandemic. America's biggest businesses are now taking up hundreds of billions of dollars in new tax breaks aimed at helping them weather the economic downturn unleashed by the pandemic. The Journal's tax policy reporter Richard Rubin has been poring through documents to see who's benefiting. He spoke with our Charlie Turner.
Rich, let's start with the tax benefits. What kinds of breaks are they, and what's the purpose?
Yeah, there are breaks for really to try and get companies to ride out this storm, to have enough liquidity, enough cash to get past whatever this disruption is. And so you see things in there like what are known as loss carrybacks, the ability for companies to take losses that they're having now and use those to offset past profits. And then you also see some deferrals of tax payments. So companies that owe employer payroll taxes have the ability to defer those payments. Instead of making them in 2020, they can wait till 21 or 22. And then you also have some incentives. What's a new employee retention tax credit that provides basically a wage subsidy for companies that choose to keep workers on and pay them even though they're closed. And so you've got all those things, and we're starting to see companies disclose what they're getting from them.
You report that more than 50 publicly traded companies have disclosed tax savings and benefits from this program. Which companies are we talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about some pretty well-known companies. We're talking about Disney. We're talking about Occidental Petroleum. We're talking about Marathon Petroleum. We're talking about Chipotle. So we've definitely got, you know, some companies that have had some struggles and some store closures and some location closures and some effects from this downturn that are starting to see some of this cushion from the tax system.
Are these supposed to be quick fixes or long-term help?
It's a little bit of both. I think, you know, for companies that had losses in 2018 or 2019, they can move pretty quickly and get refunds based on bringing those losses back to prior years. For companies that are losing money now, it's a little trickier. You can sort of anticipate the benefit when you're reporting earnings. It's harder to get all of the cash you're entitled to if you kind of go very quickly from profit to loss. But we'll be watching that over time as more companies start reporting.
There was a lot of controversy over some of the programs in the bill, with a lot of people questioning which businesses should be eligible. Are we going to see the same thing here?
I mean, we may. I think there's some key differences here. You know, some of those include that there's no cap on the amount of dollars available for some, you know, for these tax breaks as opposed to other programs. So we estimate that in the short term, it'll provide $650 billion, but it could be more or less than that, depending on what companies actually claim. I think the other thing is that there's no like agency approval. There's no application process. Now, that doesn't mean that there won't be complaints at some point about, you know, you could certainly see members of Congress and others saying, wait a minute, why does company X getting tax breaks? They're doing just fine, or they have plenty of access to other kinds of money and other liquidity. And so you may see some of that. We just haven't seen the level of that we've seen with the small business program.
Wall Street Journal U.S. tax policy reporter Richard Rubin. Thanks, Rich.
Thank you.
Summer is coming, and destinations that count on tourism are currently experimenting with new procedures that will allow them to reopen safely. At Six Flags, long lines for roller coasters are a no-go under social distancing rules, so an app in development will allow thrill seekers to book rides by appointment. Casinos are a tricky one, with all the chips, cards, and dice changing hands. Monaco's Lux gambling palaces are developing tough new protocols, including tossing decks of cards after a single use. As things start to reopen near you, tell us what it's like. And let us know your questions so we can get you answers. Leave us a voicemail at 315-992-8298. And that's what's news for this morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. We are back with another updated episode this evening, and there's always more on WSJ.com and our app. I'm Mark Garrison with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.